Barack Obama is in Germany today, where he's already met with Chancellor Angela Merkel. They were scheduled to talk about NATO relations, climate change, among other international hot topics. And John McCain, as Femi said, well, John McCain is in Ohio, where he's talking to voters. And this week, he's been taking shots at the media, at least in video.
What percentage of the mainstream media is in the tank for Barack Obama?
Oh, by 90%.
Joining us now to talk about the state of McCain's counterattack to Obama's blitz in Europe and the Middle East is Jonathan Martin, who covers the Republicans for Politico.com. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with that Media Loves Obama video. I mean, what's the goal here? Is it satire? Is the McCain campaign being serious? Are they trying to rev up their base?
I think it's a little bit of that, what you mentioned, satire, trying to rev up the base. And it's also a third thing. In sports, they call it working the refs. And that is that, you know, essentially you're trying to extract a little bit of guilt, and you're trying to, you know, get the next call your way, if you will. And I think that this is about doing something akin to what Saturday Night Live did earlier this spring, in the Obama-Clinton race, and that is to shame some of the media into perhaps offering some tougher scrutiny of Obama, and that's the goal here. That said, a little bit risky because obviously McCain now is being pressed in every interview. Do you think the media is biased against you? And of course, McCain, not wanting to look peevish and small, says, "No, you know, it is what it is, and I'm very happy." But obviously, when his campaign is putting out this video claiming that we're all in love, it sends a very different signal.
And it certainly is a terrific turn of events because not that many months ago, McCain was thought of as the darling of the media that the media wasn't going after McCain on some of his statements, wasn't taking a look at his history in the Senate. And so now for him to be spending so much time when there's so many other issues on the campaign this week makes him look rather defensive, doesn't it?
Well, the joke is, John McCain would know from good media coverage, right? This is somebody who his fellow Republicans have complained for years that he gets great coverage oftentimes at their expense. And in fact, I had a former staffer from Mitt Romney sort of roll his eyes to me when McCain put out this video saying, "Oh my goodness, you know, this is somebody who got this fantastic treatment against us in the primary." And really going back to 1999, mm-hmm. when McCain first started running for president, he just got incredible coverage is somebody who has long relied upon the media. And especially, you know, when his campaign was sort of down and out last year, he didn't have a lot of money. He really was helped in a huge way by the media, which, as we know, loves a good comeback story. So it is a bit audacious of him.
Let's talk about the substance of what McCain's been talking about. All week he's been very critical of Obama's foreign policy positions, especially on the U.S. troop surge in Iraq. Let's listen to a bit of what he said.
He was wrong then, he's wrong now, and he still fails to acknowledge... He still fails to acknowledge that the surge succeeded.
Do you think this is an effective strategy, given the complexities of the issue as to the surge success and whether or not that helped aid the Iraqis in taking some of the security issues into their own hands? And are voters paying any attention if conventional wisdom is the rule? Generally, they don't start paying attention until sometime after Labor Day.
Well, he's in a very tough spot. They've got to find some kind of a wedge here against Obama when it comes to Iraq at this point. And there's really only one clear sort of shot, and that is that he was against a surge, which most folks believe now was successful in reducing the violence. The problem, and Tom Friedman wrote about this in the Times yesterday, and others have too, the problem with that is that, the surge did work, and that has changed the sort of narrative in Iraq and put it right now on Obama's turf, and that is the question looming there is is not whether or not the surge was successful. It's about, okay, it was. So now when are we going to bring
now
the troops
what?
Home?
Right. And now so, what?
Jonathan, you know, you say narrative, and that's kind of annoying to me, but here's why. It seems to me that the media chooses narratives to cover Barack Obama and John McCain. John McCain has a powerful narrative story of his, you know, fight back from being a prisoner of war. And Barack Obama, of course, has a towering kind of narrative. If your strategy for covering these characters is choosing these narratives, you know, whether they're in Iraq or not, you know, you're gonna suddenly be stuck with the fact that, hey, you know, Barack Obama has a bigger narrative, so he has a bigger tank. Everyone's in the tank with both of these candidates. It's just Obama has a bigger tank.
Yeah, well, let me just recant that. When I said narrative, that was probably a poor choice of words.
But some might say Freudian.
Yeah, what I was referring to was exactly, you know, what is the sort of dominant element right now in Iraq as far as the U.S. troop presence there. I guess narrative isn't the best word. But
well, forget about Iraq for a moment. Address the issue of these two narratives. One is bigger than the other, period. If that's your choice, covering narratives of these candidates, Barack Obama is always going to be favored.
No, of course. I totally agree with that. But the American people also have a say in this thing, and they don't really care who has the bigger narrative, and they're going to vote for who they want to be president. Are they influenced by the media? Of course they are. But look, if this thing was only about who's got the bigger narrative, Barack Obama would be up 20 points by now on the polls, and he's not. He was supposed to be enjoying a much larger balance after winning that primary, and this is still a darn close horse race. And every real poll that I've seen has it within sort of 5-6 points in a terrible year for Republicans. So this is still a very, very competitive race. And even if the media is purportedly in the tank for Obama, the American voters are still hesitant about them, as demonstrated by these polls.
Jonathan, a very quick question because we only have a few seconds. Just to ask you about some of what's made a big brouhaha this week, and that is some of the gaffes that McCain has made, referring to Czechoslovakia, a country that no longer exists, referring to the Iraq-Afghanistan border, which doesn't exist, thinking perhaps he meant Pakistan-Afghanistan border. Media making too much of those?
Well, you know, by themselves, probably not a big deal. The challenge, as you guys know, is that combined, they do form, I won't say narrative, but they do form a potential problem for McCain in the sense
a potential problem. We're going to have to leave it there. Jonathan Martin, thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate it, guys.
Jonathan Martin covers the Republicans for Politico.com.
Well, the FBI turns 100 this month. We're taking a look back at a century of bureau lore. A historic trial continues at Guantanamo Bay today. And is the media in the tank with Barack Obama? Our listener Jay doesn't think so.
I'm astonished at this issue about whether or not the press is in favor of Obama. John McCain always called the press his base. He's been treated by the press as if he could do no wrong. Not one single one of his flip-flops, like his flip-flop on taxes, or his flip-flop on waterboarding, none of those make the press.
What do you think? That was a good response. We like all of your responses. Does Barack Obama get special treatment in the media? Senator John McCain is in Ohio today talking to voters. Obama is in Berlin to talk to Germans. And here's your takeaway.
So it's not at all about the people in America. It's about the politics.
That was Berlin Love Parade spokesman Bjorn Cullen, who joined us to talk about Berliners and how they think of Obama.
Today, join us online for 2 more hours of new material. We're streaming from 7 to 8 and 9 to 10. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Adora Udoji.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.